장문의 이해 대표 기출
1 to 2 Industrial capitalism not only created work, it also created leisure in the modern sense of the term. This might seem surprising, for the early cotton masters wanted to keep their machinery running as long as possible and forced their employees to work very long hours. However, by requiring continuous work during work hours and ruling out non-work activity, employers had separated out leisure from work. Some did this quite explicitly by creating distinct holiday periods. When factories were shut down, because it was better to do this than have work disrupted by the casual taking of days off. Leisure, as a distinct non-work time, whether in the form of the holiday, weekend, or evening, was a result of the disciplined and bounded work time created by capitalist production. Workers then wanted more leisure, and leisure time was enlarged by union campaigns, which first started in the cotton industry, and eventually new laws were passed that limited the hours of work and gave workers holiday entitlements. Leisure was also the creation of capitalism in another sense, through the commercialization of leisure. This no longer meant participation in traditional sports and pastimes. Workers began to pay for leisure activities organized by capitalist enterprises. Mass travel to spectator sports, especially football and horse racing, where people could be charged for entry, was now possible. The importance of this can hardly be exaggerated, for whole new industries were emerging to exploit and develop the leisure market, which was to become a huge source of consumer demand, employment, and profit.
One to two. Once I heard from a teacher and actress how, amid grief and depression, the sight of an odd little barking dog in a park gave her an emotional lift. This kind of dog usually drove her crazy, but somehow, in her gloomy depression, its relentless vitality and absurd little orneriness brought her a smile, ironic humor, even consolation. On a more everyday level, probably most of us associate comfort with that feeling of security that comes with familiarity. Much of life means wrestling with the new, the strange, the unfamiliar. Learning a new job, navigating new places, parents trying to understand the rules of their children's very different world. It is only natural to want a comfort zone around us. Familiar household objects, food, habits, places, people, to help us face what we are unfamiliar with. Extremes of unfamiliarity reinforce the point. People gone to war hold on to photographs of their loved ones. In addition, refugees and exiles will long for things from back home, the food, seasonal weather, family parties. The more alien the circumstances, the more important these details become. A priest friend of mine on sabbatical in Ghana in West Africa somehow unearthed a box of Frosted Flakes cereal and dug into it with animal lust. As life presents us with the dark sea of the novel and uncomfortable, touching base with what we know well feels ever calming. As a result, comfortable has come to serve as almost a synonym for familiar. The comfortable old house, our comfortable old vacation spot, my favorite comfortable chair.